With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Loffrey. A South Dakota judge put the voter-approved government ethics overhaul on hold. Critics of initiated Measure 22 took the government ethics overhaul to court. They're calling the measure unconstitutional. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the story.
Plaintiffs say they are pleased with Circuit Court Judge Mark Barnett's decision to put a preliminary injunction on the Anti-Corruption Act approved by voters in November. Republican Senator Blake Curd of Sioux Falls is leading the charge against initiated Measure 22. He says the measure created a constitutional crisis in South Dakota. He says litigation was the right step to take before lawmakers reach peer.
I would say that the legislature will get a chance to probably contemplate IM-22 when the session gavels in the second Tuesday in January. And we'll see at that point if there's political will to address it head on and make some changes. Depending on what happens, it's possible that the suit may no longer be necessary. But I think we've got time to really give it thoughtful consideration and decide what the best route forward might be.
Proponents of Initiative Measure 22 say they were surprised at the judge's decision to issue an injunction against the reforms. The group South Dakotans for Integrity say they're evaluating their next steps and are prepared to fight for the measure. The Anti-Corruption Act established an ethics commission, created a publicly funded campaign finance system, and revised state campaign finance and lobbying laws. During his annual budget address, Governor Dennis Dugard says he refuses to fund certain provisions of the measure. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Classical music is streamed live for you 24/7 on our website. That's sdpb.org. There's a winter weather advisory for the southeast tomorrow morning into Sunday morning. Cloudy tonight, chance at snow west and south, lows in the single digits below zero to near 12 above. Tomorrow, snow in the central and southeast with a chance at snow in the northwest, highs near 5 to the lower 30s. This is SDPB Radio News.